Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lauren Mishcon. I'm here with my friend, Nicole Goodman, for Self Care Club. And it is time for the weekly wellness roundup show, but unfortunately, we're struggling to pull it together today. Do you want to explain why? She can't. Okay. We're recording from home today, and we're trying to figure out a way of creating a nice, crisp
Studio sound.
And the way that we have figured out to do that today is by wearing dry robes. Yes, dry robes in the house.
Well, they just happened to be sat in your office, didn't they?
They did,
well,
yes.
Well, they've still got the labels on. Thank you, Ollie.
Yeah, thanks, Ollie.
I'm in a dry robe towel.
And I'm in an original dry robe. And we basically look like that boy from South Park, you know, the one who wears the hood up. And you can just see a pair of eyes. And so we keep looking at each other and then crying. Because it's just kind of, I don't feel like it's how Joe Rogan does stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I just don't think that Stephen Barlett would put up with this shit. Anyway, I'm going to attempt to pull myself together. And we are going to report every time I look at you.
Don't look at me.
We're going to report on the world of wellness.
I don't know if she's going to be able to report on anything today. But you know what? It's very healthy to have a good laugh. It's very good.
Oh, I need a tissue.
Okay. Just use the towel that you're wearing.
It's so very, very hot.
I'm also very, very hot.
But to be honest, just see it as a commitment to you, to this podcast, to the sound.
I wanted to tell you about something to do with your Stanley Cup, right? Nicole's got this Stanley Cup. If you don't know what a Stanley Cup is, it's like a water bottle on steroids.
Oh, so it's like a mini wheelie bin.
Basically, yeah. So it must be to coincide with Beyonce's Country and Western album, but they're basically selling cowboy hat toppers for your Stanley Cup. It goes on top of the straw and it's to stop bacteria getting in. Have you ever? And the other thing they're selling that I might buy you is a snack plate. It's like a little plate.
Oh, I've seen that.
With little compartments, and it sits on top of the straw, and so you can sip the water through the straw and also have your snacks.
There's also a bag that it comes in with pockets.
Yes, I've seen that.
So you put it in the middle of the bag and it's got all pockets around it, so you can put your lipstick in, your phone in,
yeah.
And it basically becomes your handbag. I mean, that is like a brilliant idea for someone like me.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Is it a look?
Because I don't carry my Stanley Cup around because it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Have you heard the Beyonce album?
No.
Do you care about it?
But I do like that song. I do like that song.
Can I just say, I just don't care. I just don't care about it.
That's all right. You don't have to care. Who said you have to care?
I don't know. I just feel like the world cares. And also, the Taylor Swift album dropped yesterday.
Yeah. And there was a girl on the train yesterday really going into the whole who, what, where, when and why about the Taylor Swift album.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen less analysis done on, like, the World Cup final than I have on this album. And all I can see on social media is women who keep saying, I just stayed up all night and I cried and I've been weeping. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's an album.
Well, apparently it's a very personal account.
And? It's her but it's her personal account. What are they crying for?
Well, because she touches millions of people with her music. And then, if you're a big Swiftie...
Then this morning there was a whole thing about, like, oh, she mentions being an alcoholic. Is she an alcoholic? And then there was a whole other thing about, yes, she often mentions white wine in her songs. I thought, fucking hell. Let the woman release an album without analysing every line of it. It's weird. It's fucking weird.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
What? All I can see in you is eyes. Because you've got a big blue dry robe on.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
All I can see is done up to the... Anyway.
Just a pair of eyes, yeah.
Why is her album getting analysed more than anybody else's? What's the big deal?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know. I think because it's personal, and I think because it's about one or two or eight of her thousands of ex-boyfriends that she seems to go through, men like I go through hot dinners, and then break up and then make content out of that. I mean, good for her, because she's worth like $8 billion. Worth a few breakups for $8 billion.
But this has got really nothing to do with wellness, has it?
No, I'm just saying it all tied in with the Cowboy Carter Stanley Cup cowboy hat topper. That made me think of Taylor. That was.
I mean, it's a loose.
It's tenuous.
It's a loose.
It's tenuous. I'll give you that.
Okay. Can you tell me, right, clubbers? Apparently, Lauren has a story for us, and we're feeling a bit silly today, anyway, because we're sitting here in our melting in our dry robes. And she said that her husband called her a very rude name about her technical abilities last night. And I'm not going to repeat the name because we'll get lots of emails about it.
I mean, it's not funny without the name.
No. What happened, and why are you so technically...
backward.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was, I got AirPods for my birthday.
Yeah.
And so this is like a whole new thing for me, like when I discovered Spotify.
Well, no, they don't know about you discovering Spotify because we used the story. We basically had this... We've shot a pilot for a new... You've got to stop moving.
Okay.
Because the outside of the dry robe is like
rustly,
a shell suit.
Very rustly.
So it's very rustly. But she can't move.
I'm basically stuck. Okay. I got some AirPods for my birthday. And I then also discovered like Spotify, and I was joined onto my family Spotify account. It was a whole thing for me.
It was a whole thing, and we saved the story for a pilot that we were shooting for a new show.
Yeah. But anyway, yesterday I got in the car and realised that I had my AirPods in my ear. So I took them out and put them in the car.
Every time like I look
In the glove box. And then...
You took the AirPods out.
Out my ears. And you put them... I left them in the car.
Okay.
And then later in the...
In the case?
No.
Okay.
And then later in the day...
I think that I've just spoiled the point of
Ollie
the story.
Ollie said to me, "You left your AirPods in the car." And I said, "I know." And he said, "But why weren't they in the case?" And I said, "Well, why do I need the case?"
Because they charge them.
And he said, "Because they charge in the case." I said, "What?" He said, "When you put the AirPods in the case, it charges the AirPods." He said, you are joking. You did know that." I said, "No, I thought you had to like plug the whole thing in to the wall." He said, "You know, you are the most technologically backward human I've ever met."
I don't understand how you didn't know that.
You're a fuckwit.
Because when you put the AirPods into the case, it turns red. The light goes on.
I didn't know.
To show that they're charging.
I didn't notice that. So later in the day, I said to Zach, "You know with your AirPods, you know that the case charges the AirPods." And he said, "Mum, like, what is wrong? What is actually wrong with you? How can you not know anything about technology?
How can you not?" And you know what? What would you reckon he would say if he could see,
if he could see me now? He'd be so proud. Eric from South Park. That's the look today.
What's my look?
Your look is like drug dealer.
No, it's like one of those, what are those thingy eaters in Harry Potter?
I was thinking more Ewok.
What are those eaters, like the demon eaters or what are they called?
I don't know. I'm not a Harry Potter fan. You look like a drug dealer in red lipstick. You look like a little Red Riding Hood.
Well, she wears a red cape.
Well, you've got red lipstick.
Anyway... Thanks, Ollie, for never using your dry robes because it's working to our advantage.
It is. Anyway, that was what happened to me this week. I learnt.
Okay, that's not a good story.
I'm sorry.
Right. Is anything actually happening in the world of wellness that we should know about?
Yes. The Unbrush.
What's that?
It is a TikTok hairbrush. It has 23,000 tagged videos and it's for detangling your hair.
Right.
And lots of black creators in the natural hair community have been loving it if you have type 4 curls and coils. And it has this sort of backless design. It's flexible, has long and short bristles, and it's 18 quid. I guess it's like the Tangled teaser, new version.
What's so good about it?
It's just amazing for untangling hair when after the shower.
It's £18. That's a lot of money for a hairbrush, isn't it?
I had a look at it. It looked fairly cheap and rubbishy, but apparently it's like the best thing ever if you've got curly, knotty hair.
Oh, my kids both have knotty hair.
Well, maybe they should try the Unbrush.
Well, I'm not going to spend £18 on that. I mean, if they want to send us one, okay. And then we could try it for a week.
We could, yeah. Because I have curly, knotty hair, so I could do with that.
You have knotty hair?
When I come out the shower, yeah.
After conditioner?
Yeah.
It's still knotty?
I'm still going to give it a good old thing. Don't with the tangle tease. I'm not allowed to move my hands. It's like being in a fucking straitjacket. I feel like Hannibal Lecter here. That's the vibe.
What are you doing for your own self-care?
This week?
Yeah.
I mean, don't laugh at me. And this actually does tie in with wellness trends. But I've sort of discovered that when I go to bed at 11 o'clock, I feel better the next morning than when I go to bed at 1:30. And I've surprised myself.
You haven't. You're not actually surprised.
No, I have been waking up thinking, I feel like refreshed and okay for the day. Why is that? Oh, because I went to bed at 11.
Why are you going to bed at 11 all of a sudden, not 1:30?
I think I'm tired.
From going to bed at 1:30.
Yeah. So I've just been getting some slightly earlier nights and actually, genuinely, hashtag self-care, it works. And it's a wellness trend.
Well done. It's not a wellness trend, going to bed earlier.
9 p.m. bedtimes are a wellness trend.
Yeah, but you're going to bed at 11.
I know, I can't do that. For God's sake, 9 o'clock.
I love going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Do you?
People go to sleep at 9 o'clock.
Yes. Americans in their 20s. It's the new thing. Clocking in 9.5 hours sleep a night, going to bed at 9 p.m.
Oh, no, I couldn't sleep for 9 hours. That's too much. It's too much sleep. The sweet spot for me is 7.5 hours.
That's good for you?
Yeah. Mm. Anything longer?
I need minimum 6.5. Anything over that, I'm great. 7.5, I'm like flying.
But if I have an 8 is okay, but if 8.5, 9, oh, I feel terrible the next day.
Oh, if you have too much sleep. Yeah. No, I can never have too much.
My sister started this intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. And I've never, ever, ever, ever seen anyone with more energy as my sister on Friday night.
Wow.
She was like, I couldn't shut her up. Mm-hmm. In the end, I had to ask her to leave. I'm like, you have to go home now. She did not stop talking. Wow. She's like, I've just got so much energy. I don't know what to do with myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. Because she's always tired, my sister.
Yeah. She's found this is working for
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Okay,
but that's not what I'm doing for my own self-care.
What are you doing?
I did try to not have a coffee for 2 hours after I woke up.
Right.
Because apparently you feel better and you feel more revitalised during the day.
You let your natural cortisol do its thing in the morning.
And the first thing that your body takes in should be water or a warm cup of water so that you feel better, more refreshed, more hydrated, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I did manage it for a few days and I did feel a bit better. Mm-hmm. And I was drinking a lot less coffee.
Uh-huh. And then?
And then, you know what? Fuck it. I woke up on Sunday morning and I wanted a cup of coffee.
So have one.
At 8 o'clock in the morning. So I had one.
There are worse things.
And I thought, you know what? There are worse things, is what I thought.
It's not meth.
And I thought, it's 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. If I want to have a cup of black coffee, surely I'm able to do that.
I really think so.
So yeah. I did.
Good for you.
So I'm not really doing that much else for my self-care.
Okay. Well, we can't all be perfect all of the time, can we?
No.
I'll tell you what else is going up in the wellness world.
Do you think that us sitting in robes...
is wellness.
...is helping this content or working against it?
Well, I feel a little restricted because I basically can't move
you look it.
At all. I'm you look stuck, it. Mummified. So I'm not really loving it, no. No.
We have yet to find our perfect setup, haven't we?
I might try the new trend of speech fasting.
What does that mean? Basically, you don't speak.
Yeah. Staying completely silent for a long period of time until midday every day. Lulu does it. the singer.
We have got to do this.
We could do it for a show.
Yeah.
Although, to be honest, we're not going to be able to record a lot of content if we're silent.
No, but we can record it after when we start speaking of how we found it.
Mm. What do you think
about
that?
So Lulu claims she stays completely silent till midday.
Yes.
She did an interview with The Guardian and she said that the odd practice helps preserve her vocal cords. Okay. Mm-hmm, but is she still singing a lot?
I'm not closely following the career of Lulu, so I'm not sure. I know she does appear sometimes at the end of Take That concerts. As
she did.
Guest.
I was there that night. That was very clever, very special. A 2006 study found that 2 minute period of silence after listening to music significantly reduced subjects' heart rate and blood pressure levels. Mm-hmm. Well, you're just allowing yourself to stay in the moment, aren't you? Mm-hmm. And a 2021 study found that participants who perform tasks that require concentration in silence experienced the least cognitive load and had the lowest levels of cortisol. Mm-hmm. That's the stress hormone. And aside from this, being silent can also improve focus, stimulate brain growth, and help deal with insomnia. We've got to do this.
I mean, I'll do it, but my biggest problem is, as also noted by my husband this weekend when he wasn't calling me technologically backward, was that even when I am alone, I'm still talking.
You do talk to yourself.
And he said to me, "Can I just ask you something in a really nice way?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, can you just stop talking to yourself while you're doing that on the computer? I said, "Was I?" He said, you're literally talking to yourself. I said, "It's just really distracting." I didn't even know I was doing it.
You do talk to yourself.
I'm sorry.
I don't mind it. I find it sweet, but I haven't been married to you for over 20 years.
No, it must be really grating for him.
I would imagine after 20 years it is.
So I'm going to find
I'll let you know.
Like, how will I even know? Because I might not even know that I'm talking.
Well,
I have
maybe
to take
it's
my
a
mouth.
Good time to bring some intention to it. Right. So we're going to do that.
Okay, I'm down with that.
But I think we have to be together.
What, every morning from when we wake up until 12 o'clock?
No, but I think there should be a period of time when we're together where we're not allowed to speak.
It's not going to happen, is it?
That's why we have to do it.
How's that going to happen? It's just not going to work. We're just going to WhatsApp each other, aren't we, and then laugh?
No, we're not allowed.
Oh, come on. What are we going to do? Just sit in silence?
Yes. It's supposed to be very good for cognitive function, apparently.
It's weird, it's weird.
Yeah, it will be weird. That's the point. It'll make a great show.
Okay, we'll see.
Interrupting this episode very quickly to let you know about our book. It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out now. It's a one-stop shop to self-care, and it features only the very best of what Nicole and I have learned in 4 years of being in the trenches of the wellness world.
And it has loads of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing, not one practice in the book will cost you a penny, but every practice in the book is going to help improve your mental health and your well-being.
It's out now and the link is in our show notes.
This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Right, there's TV. Let's move on to TV.
Oh my God.
I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you.
Oh no, what? I know what you're going to say. You don't like Ripley.
I don't like Ripley.
I knew it. I knew it was too slow paced for you and too black and white.
What's I thought it was very cinematic.
Yeah, what's your problem then?
It was so slow. I've watched 4 episodes and it's just boring.
Just watch the movie with Jude Law and Gwyneth Paltrow. You'll be happier.
Okay.
But it was really good. Okay, I started something new last night.
Go on.
It's the new ITV Sunday night drama. It's called Red Eye.
Yeah.
And it's with that bloke who did the other one where his wife disappeared and everyone thought she was murdered and they accused him of murder. I can't remember his name. He's a good actor. And he is, in this one, falsely accused of murdering someone else.
Wow.
This time in Beijing.
He's a bit typecast, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And it's all set on a... He plays a doctor and it's all set on a plane. And it's very exciting. It's not as good as the Idris Elba one that was on recently.
I don't know anything you've just said. I haven't watched any of those.
Oh, there was an amazing Idris Elba series set on a plane, and it all happened on the plane. This isn't quite as good, but it's very exciting. It's a 6-parter.
Okay.
And you can get it all on ITVX.
Okay, because what are we going to do? Because maths is finishing. Is it this week?
Devastated. Devo, as they'd say in Australia.
Yeah,
devastated. Totally Devo.
When is the next series of Mafsa coming out?
I think it's Mafsa UK.
I think that's when we should do our TV podcast.
I think we're going to have to.
Aren't we?
We talk about it every day anyway, so
exactly.
We might as well just record
Press record.
We're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is also a new show coming out April 17th. It's the new series of Feud. So there was one that was about Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, and this is the new one, and it is an amazing, amazing cast. Demi Moore, Molly Ringwald, Naomi Watts, Jessica Lange, Diane Lange, Chloe Savini,
oh, wow.
Calista Flockhart.
Wow.
I know. It's called Capote and the Swans, and it is about the friendship turned rivalry that occurred between Truman Capote, he who wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's, and all his high society girl pals who were nicknamed the Swans. And he's played by Tom Hollander. I mean, it's an all-star cast.
Okay. Adam and I really need to be watching something together.
Well, try this. It's on Disney Plus.
I never watched the first series of Feud.
Well, you can get it any time.
Okay.
But I'd give that a bash.
Right. We're going to do what's going up, what's going down now. Apparently, what's going down are bikini waxes.
Yeah.
Why?
No one's having them anymore.
What are they doing?
I guess they're lasering.
Yeah, they're just all lasered.
Or they're just letting it do its own natural thing.
My girls have bikini waxes because they're too young for laser.
Yeah.
Now, someone stopped me
yes.
on the street this morning and
Why?
She said to me, oh, I'm pleased I bumped into you. I don't even think she'd heard our episode on snail mucin that came out on Monday.
Right.
And she said, there's a serum that I really want to try, and I thought maybe I'll ask Nicole if she can try it first.
Yeah.
And she said it's called the Botox serum.
Oh, I've heard of this.
So have I. And I said, oh, she said, I think it's something to do with J-Lo, but I'm not quite sure, but will you try it?
Mm.
And I'm like, forget the show. I'm happy to try it anyway.
You know, I read a thing about this, I believe, in the Sunday Times a few weeks ago. And they said, well, it's because you stick the name Botox on it, so everyone thinks it's going to be some incredible thing. And actually, it's not really. So I don't think it's all that. Because nothing is going to do the same job as actual Botox.
No, but I don't really love the job that Botox does, which is what we said on Monday's show.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, what have we got to lose? How much is it? Let's look it up.
I don't know. Let's see if we can get some gifted.
Okay, lovely.
Because we bought the snail mucin.
We did.
And we're never going to use that again.
I actually haven't brought myself to throw it away because it feels so wasteful, but I don't really know who I can offer it to in a pleasant way. Here, would you like some mucusy snail mucin serum for free? Who's going to say yes to that?
I reckon my kids would.
Okay, well, they can have my bottle if they want
it. No, they've got mine.
They can have one each.
They don't want it. Okay. Yeah, they could have one each. I don't think I want them sticking it on their face, though.
No, probably not. I don't know what I'll do with it. Leave it in a box outside my house with a note.
What would the note say?
It would say, Please help yourself to snail excrement. Love, Lauren.
How long do you reckon it would take to go?
A long time.
I don't reckon anyone would pick that shit up.
No.
No pun intended.
No.
No. I feel like the energy has dropped in here.
I'm a little hot.
Me too. Me too.
Maybe we need a sip of a new wellness drink.
Oh, what's the wellness drink about?
It's called the Talonmore Raw.
Right.
It's a Scottish drinks firm. They've put mushrooms into a mocktail. And it's kind of, from what I understand, a bit like whiskey or rum. So you mix it with tonic and you can make like the equivalent of either a whiskey and Coke or an espresso martini type thing. And it's supposed to be fabulous. It's 25 quid a bottle. I looked it up. You get like the buzz of the mushrooms, but no alcohol. What do you reckon?
I think we should try that.
Would you try it?
I would 100% try it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I looked it up. It's 25 quid.
Right.
I also emailed them.
And?
Well, they haven't replied yet. It was only yesterday.
Well, they should be on it, shouldn't they? Here we are, non-alcoholic spirit.
Yeah.
I wonder if Adam knows about this. It looks like right up his street, doesn't it?
Ask him.
Oh, it literally looks like whiskey.
Yes, it does. And
even the bottle looks like whiskey.
Yes, it does.
It's Scottish origin, but it has... Oh, it's £25.
I just said that.
I know. Well, I'm catching up. I'm catching up. Listen, I'm sat here in a dry road towel with a hood over my head. Excuse me if I can't function properly.
I think it's quite gingery, seems to be the base note of it.
Right. But it's got lion's mane in it.
Yeah.
Okay. And other things. It must have
other
things.
It's got mushrooms.
Right. So I'm up for that, aren't
okay.
you?
Okay. We like anything with mushrooms in it, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. What's Soldier Sailor by Claire Kilroy?
It's a book.
Right.
It's a novel.
Right.
It is the story of a mother. She is the soldier. Her baby is the sailor. And it's all told from her perspective. And it is her description about the fierce love and brutal experience of motherhood. And it's an amazing, quite short novel. And I've got it.
Have you read it?
No, just bought it.
Right, clubbers, as much as I love you, and I do love you, but I've got to get out of this towel, and Lauren needs to get out the dry robe. And
I actually think I've lost about 10 pounds.
I feel like she's never got
it's
to
like
move
sauna.
Again.
This is like sauna for me in here.
And she can't move her arms because of the shell suit outer layer,
no.
Which makes a very crispy noise all the time, and it will affect the audio. The whole point that we're in them is for the audio.
Yeah.
So we're going to love you and leave you. We're going to say our goodbyes. I hope that this has been a good episode.
I have no idea. I'm so hot.
Yeah, you look hot. We will be back on Monday for another episode where we are trying out the new TikTok trend called Ozempic. You heard that right. We are definitely not trying out Ozempic. We are trying out Ozempic. And we will report our findings back to you on Monday. If you want to be in touch, hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk. Find us on all our socials. All our links are below in our show notes. Come find us. Come be part of the conversation.
And get us out these dry robes.
And we'll see you next week.